Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Last night, I want to give the Knicks and Pacers credit. I had very little interest in this series. I'm still a little hurt by what happened to our Cavaliers, but when I saw that the Pacers were beginning to come back in that fourth quarter, I had to. Like, there's something like I had to enjoy somebody else's potential demise more than anyone. And then we get the Halliburton moment. We get the choke moment where he mimics Reggie Miller from the 1994 NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And overall, at the end, you get to see Timothy Chalamet.
I love Chalamet.
Yeah, I'm out on Chalamet.
Why? But,
and Ben Stiller sitting next to each other.
Well, I didn't love that. It was a forced celebrity row. Tracy
just,
Morgan was there, too. It
just
was forced.
Pouty as hell. And you get the perfect gift of those looking like the life force had been sucked from them right then and there. So I got to say, I ended up enjoying that a lot more than I thought I would.
I did think about you because you go to bed a little bit earlier some nights, and I was like, I hope you stayed up tonight. Like, I hope tonight was the night that you stayed up because that was about as good of a basketball game as you're gonna find. I mean, some people calling it today the best NBA playoff game we've seen in our lifetimes. That's how...
Somebody overrating a game involving the New York Knicks in the playoffs? Color me shocked.
Well, but this one went against the Knicks way. And so I would imagine this is not a play to the New York crowd, them being involved in this. This is for everybody else. This is a gift for everyone else.
There's a part of me. To make it about ourselves, because that's what we do in sports.
Yeah.
Can I just say, it was nice to watch that happen to some team that wasn't my team. It felt uniquely personal that it was like the Cavs were letting those games get away, even though the Pacers had a bunch of comebacks in throughout the rest of the regular season and in the first round of the series. To see it happen one level up, maybe, okay, it wasn't about us.
23 points in the final 3:14 of regulation. They finished out the fourth quarter on a 17-6 run, and it was exactly the same thing we saw in Game 2, and it was the same thing that the Bucks saw in Game 5 in that Milwaukee series. Like, yes, there was a part of me that as that game was watching, I thought to myself, I've been here, done this, got the t-shirt.
So
I've seen this one, and I know what's coming.
Emma, is it loser mentality? Because we've thrown that around a lot since the Cavs have lost. Is it loser mentality to say that last night made me feel better about what happened in the Pacers series?
Well, so that makes you feel like I would say that means you respect the Pacers a little bit more today.
I don't know if I'll go that far. I'm still very hurt. But I will say,
because like that's the way you get there, right? Is it suggesting that this Pacers team is a much better team than you thought they were, and they can actually win with this style of play? I would argue it's more the idea that the Knicks just aren't a very good team.
No,
they're a fine team.
I don't think there's a great team left in the playoffs. Like, I don't think we're in the era of great teams. I think we're in the era, instead of two or three truly great teams, historic teams, I think we're in the era of like 8 to 10 just really good teams. And by the way, that's fine. That's how this probably should be. I think that's going to long term, that kind of parity, I think, is great for fans because it gives you more hope than we had in the decade of, oh, I think this is the Lakers three-peat, or is this the Bulls three-peat, or is this the Celtics, or this team, or that team, or this other team. So, but you know what? I will say, I have to do it because you prodded me on it. Yes, I respect the Pacers. You don't do what you did last night on the road in Madison Square Garden without being a team that is better than we expected when that series began.
Which, if you believe that, then maybe it does make the 5-game set feel a little bit better for yourself. You can swallow that one a little bit better. I still can't. I don't know that many people will be able to, but if you think the Pacers are that much better of a team, maybe it does help you digest that.
So I guess I've put it all on the Cavs for blowing that series. Maybe I can still put it on the Cavs for blowing that series and then give the Pacers credit for taking that series.
I felt like I was listening to deja vu is what I felt like, because I listened into our buddies in New York at the Fan there and their morning show, and Boomer was like, we are a much better team. Speaking we for the Knicks. We are a much better team than the Pacers. And I'm like, oh, I've been there. We did that in that series. We watched a Pacers team do the exact same thing to us. And what was our thought leaving that game? We're still a much better team. Like, we've been there, done that.
Can I say it? It feels like a hot take. It also feels like a little bit of loser mentality. I'm going to say it.
Go ahead and say it. Say it with your chest.
Say it with conviction. Knicks game one was a worse loss than Cavs game two. The Knicks are healthy.
Yeah, okay.
The Knicks are healthy. The Knicks.
Well, and the lead was greater too. In the Bucks series, it was 39 seconds down 7. In our series, it was 47 seconds down 7. And in the Knicks, you were down 8 with 41 seconds left.
So I just, watching that, it took a little of the sting away from game two. It still hurts. It's still an open sore because I still think the Cavs can't just get away with the Pacers are really good. You have to look at how you gave that series away. And it's not that maybe in the end, the Pacers were just the team of destiny this year, and they just are healthy. They play a specific style of ball that's really hard to beat, yada, 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 and so on and so forth. However, to dial it back, the Cavs have to understand that should have been a 6 or 7-game series. That shouldn't have been a 5-game series. And there were so many things the Cavs did, and it wasn't game two. That's what pissed me off so much when Kobe Altman earlier this week was like, game two changed the series. It's like, what about the two blowouts? Well, actually, what about three blowouts in 5 games? Because that, to me, speaks more to the Cavs side of things than it does the Pacers.
Right, but the Pacers, what I feel like their secret weapon almost is that it's like you wake up a sleeping giant at points, and then they turn into this just other world team. Final 5 minutes of the game, they shot 75% from the field. It's not like the Knicks collapsed, Nick.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Knicks didn't collapse. Knicks still made a bunch of shots in the final 3 minutes of the game. They made three different field goals, went to the line twice, and was relatively productive. It's just when you wake up the sleeping giant, and it all just happens so fast, if I can say anything, it's almost like they out-cavalanche any sort of team. Like they have their version of the cavalanche, and it seems like it might be bigger and better.
216-474-0092. I think the Knicks lost last night. I think it erases a lot of the memory of the game two loss by the Cavaliers just because of, I mean.
Well, the same way the game two won against the Cavs Pacers game erased what happened in game five with Milwaukee.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like it's a further round, and so it's become more important, and then obviously the series matters more. And so in the big picture of things, yeah, people are going to forget game two against the Cavs in a way because of what just happened last night.
All this being said, Halliburton went to the choke callback too soon. Well, you don't do that in game one.
Yeah, it's a good point. I texted a buddy last night. I want to just read you the text because it was how I was feeling in the moment as this was going on. I don't have Diddy's phone number.
Was it Jay-Z?
Don't have his number either.
Was it Paul Wall?
Not Paul Wall, although okay. I do respect Paul Wall. When I lived in Houston, people love Paul Wall. You don't mess with Paul Wall. I
mean, he brought us What It Do.
A lot of joy with Paul Wall. I'm going to need the Pacers to win now. Too much secondhand embarrassment for Halliburton if they didn't win after the choke, or if they don't win after the choke message. That's what I sent right as they went in overtime. Like, and you could feel it, too. And the Knicks got off an early start in OT, and you're like, oh, no. They're going to blow this thing. I was actively rooting for Halliburton and for the Pacers because it was too much secondhand embarrassment if they didn't win that game.
So for me, it was, and I think Callahan, if anybody listened to Callahan's post-game thoughts, he was like, yeah, it's one game. Very exciting. But I think he knows, like, that was a huge victory lap for a game one win, no matter how you cut it.
So Hallie walked it back, too. He was like, man, I really needed to win that in overtime because if not, that would have been awful that wasn't a three-pointer.
So, I think that, I don't think that has to be a loss that sends the Knicks back, sends the Knicks to Indiana down 0-2, but it can be, much like we saw with the Cavs. Like, now with the Cavs, it was game two into a must win in game three because every game is a must win in the playoffs. But I'm not watching that series. I thought the Knicks were going to win. And I thought it was going to be a close series, but I have very little interest in watching those. Like, I think Knicks fans are more unlikable than the Pacers players are. And that's just somebody who just watched the Pacers players curb stomp our Cavaliers for five games. Now the fact that Knicks fans who, again, I just think are awful. Like, I just don't think there are a lot of good people in Knicks fans. Whether it's the trash thing or the violence outside the like, I just don't have any interest in that crap.
You mean like the trash in the street? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, remember when they were the Pacers fan? I can't remember the guy's name, but they were throwing a bag of trash at him on the street.
I thought you were just against the idea that they leave trash out in the street, because I'm also against that.
Well, I mean, I'm against it, but not so much that I root for your fans to lose.
Might be enough for me.
But no, I mean,
put them in some dumpsters.
Knicks fans have bypassed that grace period where you're like, man, I want it for them. And they've already acted like they've won the championship because they're good again. And there's never been this good for this long, for a very long time. So I'm all the way out on them.
Here's what I want to see. Last night, Nick, you watched, and at certain points the Knicks were able to get away with it, but they turned it into the track meet that the Pacers want them to turn it into. Same way the Cavs did that as well. I feel like the biggest problem with the Cavs in that five-game series is they let the Pacers dictate exactly what the Pacers wanted to do, and they turn it into this whoever scores 141st wins type game, which is what the Pacers have done with everyone. They did the same thing last night. Knicks fell victim to it, and now I want to see if they do the opposite of what the Cavs weren't able to do, which is adjust and actually figure it out.
We got quick hits coming up in about 25 minutes here at 2:40. We got Matt Underwood at 3:20 today. Guardians TV play-by-play man. Oh, yeah, the lead coming up at 5. Trade me! Coming up at 6, send in your trades to at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Send in your trade machine screen grabs of how you want the Cavs to get better. It can be a good trade. Darius Garland for Tyler Herro and Jaime Jaquez. It can be a bad trade. Darius Garland for Jordan Poole, a.k.a. the pool party. Send him in. We'll go over him.
Who hates
a
pool party? No one hates a pool party.
I think, the pool is empty, so you're really just jumping into concrete. That's where that one is.
That's not a party, then.
That's exactly.
That's not a party.
Well, for some people it is. You had enough Molly there. But 216-474-0092. does last night erase the Cavs?
Everything was just add Molly to it.
I believe so.
And then we got ourselves a party.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting.
We're in
just
a cornfield in Iowa, but add Molly to it, and we got a party.
You just described young kids in Iowa, I think.
I know.
Did last night, Knicks loss to the Pacers, did that erase, or maybe was that a worse loss than the Cavs game 2 loss to the Pacers? And development, Cavs old and young, as spoken by a Cavs legend. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.